This week, Governor Baker said it's official. Massachusetts is in a second coronavirus surge. The state reported nearly 2,500 new cases and 21 more deaths yesterday. Since Labor Day, cases have more than tripled, and hospitalizations have nearly doubled. This new surge mirrors the first one back in the spring, but in some ways it's very different, too. With us to explain how is WBUR health and science reporter Carrie Goldberg. Welcome, Carrie.
Hello, Bob.
So start with a big picture. Where are we in this?
Well, whether you call it a surge or a wave or a spike, we're obviously in a period of sharp growth in the number of cases. And the number of patients in the ICU with COVID has roughly tripled. The virus tracking in wastewater is shooting up. And if you subtract out the college students, nearly 5% of coronavirus tests are positive. That's compared to under 1% this summer.
Okay, so how is this surge looking different than from the surge back in the spring?
Well, at this point, the numbers of cases detected are getting pretty comparable to the peak of the spring surge, a couple of thousand confirmed cases a day. But some metrics are much better, apparently because the age of people infected skews much younger. So, for example, the number of people hospitalized with COVID was heading towards 700 this week. In May, it hit nearly 4,000.
That's hospitalizations. How about people dying?
Well, we know that deaths tend to lag behind the case numbers, so they are likely to rise. But so far, deaths are looking far lower than they were in the spring. Back then, there were many days when more than 100 people were reported to have died of COVID. These days, the number of people who die is usually in the teens or 20s.
Is that mainly because COVID is much deadlier to older people? And right now, folks catching the coronavirus tend to be younger.
Yes, exactly. So compared to the spring when the virus just ripped through our nursing homes, older adults now are just not catching it as much. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Mass General Hospital, points out that if you look at the age distribution of people who test positive these days, it goes right across the board.
And if you just do the math there, in April, when we were in our surge, over 60% of our cases were over 60 years old. And now they're less than 20%.
And the average age of people who die is 80, but the 80 and above age group is only a small sliver of cases now.
Okay, could the lower death rate also be because doctors have gotten better at treating COVID-19?
Well, certainly doctors say they've learned a lot and they think they've gotten better at keeping COVID patients alive. But here's Dr. Catherine Hibbert. She directs the medical ICU at Mass General.
As we've seen a shift in the demographics of who is testing positive for COVID-19 to younger and younger people in our communities, that is expected to lead to better outcomes. And so it's been a little hard to disentangle.
And she says it's not proven at this point that better treatment is lowering the death rate, though it may be.
Carrie, let me ask about the shape of the wave. What shape can we expect here in Massachusetts? Because we're pretty good at wearing masks and other public health measures. So could this wave be like one of those ocean swells that never rises up too high? Or are we expecting a crest, an exponential spike?
Well, Dr. Walensky says she expects basically a long, high winter wave.
I don't necessarily feel like we're going to hit this tidal wave and then have a screeching halt when everybody just stays home, because people are not just staying home anymore. But I do think it's going to be a big, bad, steady swell.
And Bob, she's also raising some fresh concerns about monoclonal antibodies.
That's the new drug that we all heard about when President Trump touted an antibody made by the biotech company Regeneron for helping him beat down the virus.
Correct. That Regeneron antibody doesn't have federal approval yet, but this week we saw a different monoclonal antibody made by the drug company Eli Lilly gain emergency approval. It's called bamlanivimab.
Okay. Say that again, because I bet it took some practice.
It did. Bamlanivimab, in initial data, appears to improve the outlook for patients early in the course of the illness. So it could be a step toward desperately needed early treatments to stop COVID from getting bad.
Well, it seems like good news, but there's always a flip side in this pandemic. So what are the concerns?
There is. So one major concern Dr. Walensky raises is the logistics of setting up places where early COVID patients can get infusions of these antibodies. That's pretty daunting if you imagine lots of potentially infectious people, outpatients, who need a place to spend an hour or two with an IV getting an infusion.
Which leads to the question, I think, will there be enough? And if not, who gets it?
Right. It's a lot of the same type of questions raised by coronavirus vaccines. Dr. Walensky is warning that some people from vulnerable communities might not get access or not fast enough, because the goal is to get it within 72 hours of getting your nose swabbed.
The logistics of trying to make sure that there's equitable access are just extraordinary. And you have 72 hours to do it.
But she also says that concern is a ways out. We still don't have solid data on whether bamlanivimab helps and how much.
All right. So all in all, Kerry Goldberg, we're in the second surge, so more tough pandemic weeks ahead. But you and I have a tradition of trying to end our conversations on a positive note. What say you today?
So try this one. I'm told that if a few things go right, especially with vaccines, it's not unreasonable to hope that after this second wave, we will not have to endure a third one.
Oh, that would be good news. Let's hope.
Let's hope.
WBUR health and science reporter Kerry Goldberg, thank you very much.
You're welcome.